Just a question was made during public comment, and now is an appropriate time to address what we've done in executive session. We spent the morning dealing with our CFO evaluation, the Democracy Now! Contract negotiation. We finalized our agreement regarding the executive director. And Lydia, do you have the statement? It's a public statement that we're going to read about that. And we also took a vote on a contract with a board member who's taking a leave of absence, Rob Robinson, regarding the benefit to the corporation of the contract for him to perform the digital distribution project on a consultant basis, which is a three-month project. So that's what was done. We actually need to go back into executive session to complete the CFO evaluation and also to deal with one other legal matter and the approval of executive session minutes stretching back some time because we're only allowed to approve executive session minutes of teleconferences in the in-person meeting. What I was going to suggest the board, and we'll deal with this after Lydia reads the statement, is that we finish our unfinished business and the remaining new business here in public session so that we don't have to ask folks to leave and then wait indefinitely and come back. I think we can do that expeditiously, and then we'll finish the meeting in executive session if there's no objection. But I'll ask for a vote on that after Lydia reads her statement.
The Pacifica National Board announces that Greg Guma has decided to resign as Executive Director of the Pacifica Foundation as of September 30th, 2007, or sooner if a successor is appointed before that. We would like to thank Greg for his dedicated services to the Foundation over the past year and a half and wish him all the best in his future endeavors. We have established a search committee that includes both board members and senior staff. This committee is conducting a thorough national search for the best candidate to be the next executive director and will move as quickly as possible to recommend finalists to the board. The job announcement can be found at www.pacificafoundation.org.
And we definitely want to thank Greg for his great work during this too short period of time. Recognize Rip, who would like to make a statement on that point.
Yes, Rip Robbins from KSVR, affiliate director. The Hall of Fame of Pacifica will have several portraits that describe recent full-time executive directors. They represent the past dozen years, let's say, Lynn Chadwick, Pat Scott. We had an interim. Now we have Greg Guma. Dan Coughlin, excuse me. Now we think of people who have represented Pacifica as a strong political voice, as a person who is connected with other progressive media, as a writer who articulates the cry for human rights and the common good against the forces of repression, as a director who recognizes the value and influence and potential, of a national voice that Pacifica could have. It's been a pleasure and an honor to be a partner and a participant in a foundation working with Greg Guma. His efforts to rebuild the status of Pacifica demonstrated his nature of advocacy. His efforts to repair the operations of the foundation have demonstrated his commitment to success. And his ability to learn from his mistakes demonstrated his intelligence and his nature of collaboration. His legacy will be this, that as an executive director who found the time in the midst of internal governance disunity to sincerely promote the purpose of this foundation. Greg, I and several other board members want you to know that we've enjoyed working with you. We've supported you through difficult times and joyous times, and we wish we could work with you for many more years. Greg, it's been a pleasure to be a colleague. I've benefited personally from our working relationships, and so have some of my colleagues. Your leadership will be difficult to replace, and I wish you the best in your future work. Greg, thank you, and may you live a long time.
On the plus side, no more interminable meetings.
Just one additional note. And we are proud to be identified as Greg Eustace.
Okay, thank you very much. And there'll be more to say on this later in our term.